Good evening, faithful listeners. In this slot, I've often been in the uncomfortable position of standing up for people who normally I wouldn't cross the road to pee on if their heads were on fire. Ian Wishart, whose unseemly fixation on Helen Clark's supposedly lesbian genitalia is the least of his literary sins, is very close to the top of that distinguished list. Not to put too fine a point on it, I wouldn't wipe my daggy butt on anything with his byline on it, and his latest tome, Breaking Silence, The Kahui Case, by the Kahui twins' mother, Maxina King, hasn't changed my mind. I certainly won't be buying it. But I'm more than a little concerned that, as I record this, the Whitcools Borders group is expected to join the Warehouse and Paper Plus in not stocking the title, largely due to the 30,000-strong Boycott the Maxina King book group on Facebook. Prominent independent booksellers like Unity Books proprietor Joe McColl and Woman's Bookstore founder Carol Bowe are on the record that they intend to follow suit. Now let's get one or two things straight. I absolutely and unconditionally respect the right of booksellers to determine their own stock as they see fit, even if I don't agree with their reasoning. And I would be a total hypocrite to criticise anyone for using their power as consumers in a free and competitive market as a tool of activism. But let's call corporate double standards by their right name, shall we? I really had to laugh at reading this in Wednesday's New Zealand Herald from Paper Plus CEO Rob Smith. He said the amount of concern over the, quote, highly emotive content, end quote, in the book was a main reason for not stocking it. Paper Plus has a strong heritage as a family-friendly store, and its decisions were always made with the well-being of children at the front of their mind, he said. Now, has Mr. Smith actually set foot in any of his own stores? Paper Plus has been quite happy to sell and heavily promote The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, whose Swedish title literally translates into Men Who Hate Women. It's arguably the best-selling work of fiction and translation since the Bible. It also contains excruciatingly graphic and intense descriptions of child sex abuse and the violent degradation of women. How family-friendly is that? Paper Plus and The Warehouse have also had little concern about selling quote-unquote true crime non-fiction, self-justifying memoirs written by convicted criminals, and DVDs of shows like Underbelly that have been criticised for glamorising criminals like Terry, Mr. Asia Clark. Now, the simple truth is that if you get enough people shouting on Facebook in the middle of a recession, already fragile retailers are going to pay attention. But if booksellers are going to outsource their judgment to social media, could they respect us enough not to pretend they're looking out for the children instead of their bottom line?